Joining us now live is ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, this is a small study, but tell us more about why this is important.
Well, this was really the first study. It appeared in JAMA Pediatrics that used a certain type of MRI. It's called DTI and functional MRIs to look at changes in structure of the brains of preschool children as they were watching video, and actually found changes in white matter, which is the part of the brain that's responsible for kind of transmitting communication signals from one part of the brain to the other. We don't know what that means. We don't know whether it's, quote, a bad thing or a good thing, but it's really the first time a study was able to show that there are changes in the structure of the brain when kids are exposed to screen time. So very, very interesting, even though, as you said, small, only 47 children.
You know, Dr. Ashton, kids have so many screens available to them. They have TVs and tablets and cell phones. What should parents be concerned about? What's the best approach for kids when it comes to how much screen time they should have?
Well, you know, I think that we're hearing kind of very strong opinions that are representative of extremes here. We hear most of the time negatives or risks or bad things, and I think those things have to be considered. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has put out guidelines that really are not only by age, but it's by quality. We have to consider how old the child is using the screen, how much they're using, what they're doing on it, because not all screen time is created equal, whether it's high quality or not. So we can't just say screen time bad or good. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be educational, it can be interactive, or it can be the opposite of those things. So I think that certainly when you're talking about preschool age children, ages 2 to 5, the American Academy of Pediatrics says no more than 1 hour a day maximum. And I think it has to be supervised. Certainly when you get to older age children and teenagers, social media becomes an issue. But again, not all negative. And there are experts in the field of psychology who feel that the media coverage of this has been way extreme in terms of only the negatives, and that really we don't know 10, 20, 30 years down the road that it's as bad as we think. So I think we have to proceed with caution.
Okay, thanks for the information. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton.